Cardinal George Pell was yesterday found guilty on child sexual abuse charges. He was once the third most powerful man in the Vatican and the highest ranking Catholic in Australia. So what now for the Catholic Church? How do they mend and regain the trust of the public? John Warhurst is Emeritus Professor of Political Science at ANU and he's also Chair of Concerned Catholics Canberra. He spoke to The Wire's Chris Dastoor and told him that the fallout is going to be huge for Catholic churches in Australia and across the world.
It will rock the church to its foundations. It will take some time, perhaps, to percolate down throughout the whole church, but Catholics at all levels, regular Catholics in parishes right through to the bishops who run the Catholic Church in Australia, will all be impacted incredibly highly because of this verdict against Cardinal George Pell, who was the most important public figure in the Catholic Church in Australia, without doubt, over the last couple of decades, held the most important positions, was the most vocal, had the most high public profile in terms of association with important public policy debates and important figures in public life, including prime ministers and premiers. You can't exaggerate the extent of the fall from such a height, and it's impact on Catholics who feel branded with, you know, with the fallout, effectively, and branded with identification with this particular individual.
And yeah, you mentioned Pell was pretty well connected politically. What was the perception of Pell from just general people of the church?
The perception had a number of elements. One was that he was extremely powerful and occupied very high positions in a hierarchical and clerical church. That is, if you hold the highest clerical positions, you are really at the top of the pyramid as far as the Catholic Church is concerned. He was also identified strongly with a very orthodox conservative position within the Australian Catholic Church. He was very critical of those with progressive or more liberal views. He exercised great authority in the selection of other bishops, more junior bishops. He really was a power in the land or in the church in all ways. It's not that a huge number of Catholics would have known him personally, but they would have known him through his public reputation.
How does the church now regain public trust?
With extraordinarily difficulty, and it can only happen over a long, long period of time. But I think there are two elements to regaining trust in this whole area of child sexual abuse. One would be an absolutely zero-tolerance approach to child sexual abuse. I think the church is moving in that direction locally through professional standards and child protection authorities, through weeding out any individual associated with child abuse, and many of these offences, of course, are historical ones going back many decades, but all the same, they still impact on activities today. So getting the action as far as child sexual abuse itself is the first priority. I think the second priority is to take action on the recommendations of the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse on the changing the culture and structure and governance of the Catholic Church, and that has to be a high second priority.
Do you think the Church should be doing more to hold members accountable?
Well, in general, yes. The Church is far too secretive and it lacks transparency. I think it needs to hold abusers accountable in the civil sphere. That is, there's been far too great a tendency to keep these things within the organisation, so that even when abusers are held accountable, that's not made public, it's not widely advertised within the wider community, and too often the civil authorities, the police and the courts, are not involved. And I think the church has to fall into line with all other non-government organisations and make clear that they are operating under a set of rules which involves total transparency, zero tolerance, and the involvement of the police and the courts, as well as, I might say, very generous compensation, much more generous than has been the case in the past, for the victims of child sexual abuse.
John Warhurst, who's Emeritus Professor of Political Science at the Australian National University and he's Chair of Concerned Catholics Canberra. He was speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastour.